And it's WCRS. I'm talking to Mary Jo Kilroy at the Stand Up for Ohio Festival at the Ohio State Fairgrounds. What are your thoughts on ways that we can have an alliance that counteracts right-wing extremism?
I think we have to offer ideas to people that matter to them in their lives. And the biggest thing that we need to be talking about is how to improve the economy and bring jobs to our cities and to our towns and rural communities, jobs that allow people to have a middle-class standard of living. I mean, that was the promise of America. That was the American dream to me when I was growing up, you know, not having the big house, the McMansion, but having a community where people were able to take care of themselves and their family and see that their children would have a better life. I think we need to get away from just, I don't care what Sarah Palin does. I don't believe Michelle Bachmann will be on the ballot, so I'm not even care what she does right now. I want to talk to people about where they're at, what matters in their lives, not the lunacy that some of these right-wing divisive figures peddle in this country.
Some people laugh at those candidates. And the reason why I'm not laughing is because I see that if times get tougher, some of those candidates might have increased credibility. Like Hitler wouldn't have been elected during normal times, but he was when they're in times of desperation. So that's why I keep coming back to the question is what can we do to engage more people and minimize the risk of some of that lunacy taking over our political process?
Well, I don't want to ignore them. I just don't want to talk to people about them all the time. I want to talk to people about what matters to them so they see that there is other people, other ideas out there that are going to address their real needs so that, you know, these other crazy things, you know, climate change, teaching evolution, you know, saying no to health care for people, you know, don't have currency with them, that they see what is important to them are the kind of ideas that we're seeing here, standing up for what matters to people, standing up for workers' organizations like unions, standing up for fairness for working people, for the vast majority of the people, and telling people they don't have to settle for politicians that are only concerned with 1% of the country.
How can we bring more people in? When I go to meetings, whether environmental or even social justice meetings, I see people of color significantly underrepresented. You've been to Washington. You worked in Columbus for years. What are your thoughts on having a more inclusive, progressive movement?
I think that's a really important question. And the African-American community, on the whole, is the most progressive part of the Democratic Party. And, you know, progressives should always be looking to be inclusive. So, you know, black progressives, white progressives should be working together. This is a good example, this event here, of, you know, bringing in music, bringing in different unions. I think in a neighborhood that's adjacent to the African-American community in Columbus, but, you know, bands that have followings in the African-American communities in Cincinnati and Dayton and other places, I think that's one important way of joining together to say something important.
I think environmentalism is a good way to connect with social justice issues, such as, for example, urban farming or community gardening or transportation choice. It could bring together a lot of, say, the middle-class green types with the social justice activists.
Transportation is a critical issue for people who live in Columbus. It's and you want to work at some place out in the Outer Butt area. It's a lot of bus rides to get to where you want to go. So for working people, transportation is vitally important. And filling up your gas tank these days costs $50 or more. That's a lot of money for people who are of average income. And so I think transportation is an issue that's hugely important.
Have you become an activist? I haven't been following you, I confess, in a little while, or I admit to it. I thought maybe someone in your position, after they get out of office, would be kind of an activist or a consultant. What have you been up to?
I've been circulating petitions to get Senate Bill 5 on the ballot. I'm going to jump in and help on the election protection petitions. I have been working with Oxfam America, Sisters on the Planet, trying to bring awareness to the problem of hunger and what this country can do to help alleviate hunger and poverty in the third world. I've been working with a group called Rivers Network about what we can do to protect our water resources and our watershed efforts, and coming to events like this.
Thanks a lot.
Absolutely. Good to see you.